This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. Hey, what's up, everybody? How are you all doing? I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. So how was everybody's National Cheat Day? That's the day that you get to eat all the good food and all the good desserts. Just know you have to do some extra laps around the track, extra laps around the treadmill. But that's actually just preparing yourself for Christmas dinner. You know, I think it's kind of cool. We have two awesome holidays almost, well, back to back, Thanksgiving and Christmas, all the good food and, you know, just family and friends. So I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Had a chance to travel around to several friends' homes and visit with them, and got a chance to eat a little bit from everyone's home, so that was great. I came home with my share and then some of leftovers, so I got to the point with the leftovers that I had to channel my Anthony Bourdain, and I had to become creative and figure out what it was I was going to eat because I didn't want to waste any of the food. So it was a great time. Got a chance to see friends that I haven't seen for a while. Got a chance to see friends that I saw just last week. And, you know, for me, that's what Thanksgiving is about. It's about being with your loved ones, being with your family members. Loved ones don't always have to be family members, and family members aren't always loved ones. So, you know, I am one of those people that believes you need to, if you're going to carry a title, you need to respect that title. Just because you have the title of a family member, that doesn't mean I'm one of those people, I can't just let things go because you're a family member. Or if we've been friends for a long time, I have a hard time letting some things go. Especially the longer I've known you, because, you know, you should know me better. So I didn't have a chance to hang out with too much family. I don't have that much family. Well, I don't have any family here locally in California. But it was still a great time. So because, you know, I haven't done this since September, and because I do get a bunch of messages, and I, again, have to just thank you all for all of the messages that you send me via email or through my social media, letting me know that you do listen to my show. I absolutely am so grateful, and I'm so excited. I never thought, I mean, I kind of figured, you know, that I would have a good following, but I didn't know that I was going to have people reaching out to me as much as I do. Heading into 2018, I'm hoping I can get my listeners that will email me or send me social media messages. I'm hoping that you will call in. I would really actually like to speak to you voice to voice and have conversation with you. So we're going to try a few different things to see if we can get that going a little more in the upcoming year of 2018. But for today's show, I wanted to get on and read some more questions and answer them to the best of my ability. I have not, just so you know, I'm a very in the moment guy. I guess they will call me a method actor. You know, there have been certain roles in the past that I have had. That I actually put myself in that situation just to get a better feel for the character. So I'm a very in the moment kind of person. So I didn't pre-select any questions. I've got my email open. I've got my Facebook, my Instagram, and my Twitter open. My Messenger's open. And I am just going to pick and read one from each one. Let's start with Twitter. Okay, let's see. Okay. And then just so this goes a little faster, I'm not going to pre-read them either. I'm just going to click on them. So, you might get a bit of a reaction from me because this is the first time I'm reading them. This one says, "Hi, Jay Lewis. I'm a longtime listener. Thank you very much for that. And also loved Heartbeat. Thank you for that. How do you find your guests and do they get paid to come on your show?" Do they get paid to come on your show? Wow. No, they don't get paid to come on my show. Every guest that I have had has come on just strictly from an invitation. A lot of my guests, I will say, I do have some type of personal relationship with. Either I have worked with them in the past or we've been friends for a while. Now, that's not every guest, of course. There have been a couple of guests that either from word of mouth, somebody told me, I think it would be really nice for you to have a conversation with this person on your show. Or I even, I go on Facebook and I go on LinkedIn and I look at the profiles and anyone that I see that's interesting, I will send them an invitation in order to be on the show. I will give them a link to my archive and let them go and listen to previous shows that I've done. I do get a good response rate, but I have to understand, just like everybody has to understand, people are busy nowadays. So, just because I send an invitation doesn't mean it's going to get answered right away. But if I do send someone an invitation or I do ask someone verbally to come on my show, even if it doesn't happen when we set it up to happen, if I give you an invitation to my show, you will always have an invitation until we do the show. And then more often than not, you will be asked to come back. So there's a lot of different ways that I get my guests. No, no, they are not paid to come on my show. Okay, let's stay with Twitter. I'll do another one for Twitter. Let's just scroll down. Stop here. Okay. "I just listened to your show with Brian Donovan." Okay, yeah. "Did you ever have a chance to meet Kelly?" No, I did not. I wish I did. Miss Kelly did seem like she was quite the character, and I would have loved to have had conversation with her just to see how she would have answered some of the questions that I posed to her. That is one of the things when I was honored to be invited to go to the LA premiere of Kelly's Hollywood. I believe this was in 2015. It was either 2014 or 2015 when I 2015 when I was asked to go to the premiere of Kelly's Hollywood. And in sitting there watching the movie, I said to myself, I really wish I would have had a chance to have met Kelly. She seems like she would have been a really cool person to have known and a very interesting person to have known. I said it when Brian was on my show. I absolutely credit him for the first of all, for the film that he did, But I also credit him for, when I say the way he made his sister look, I don't mean like he edited it to make her look a certain way because she wasn't really that way. What I mean is he captured all of her wonderful points. And with someone like Kelly, someone that has such a personality and someone that is so outgoing, you know, it's not hard to continuously capture those golden moments that we all love to see. So it would have been wonderful to have met Miss Kelly. Unfortunately, I did not have that opportunity, but just in knowing Brian, I know that I would have loved to have known Kelly. Okay, let's go over to Facebook right now. I'm gonna be jumping back and forth, so let's go to Facebook, open this up. Jay Lewis, I have listened to a couple of shows where you talk with psychics. Is that something you are into? I don't know if I really understand that question. If the question is asking, do I practice or is that something, a field that I would like to get into? No, it's not. If the question is, it something that you're into? If that means, is it something that you have an interest in? Yes, I do. Let me be clear about this. And on every show that I've had a psychic, I have made this point. So let me be clear. I believe that there are, let's say, false prophets in every walk of life. And I do believe that there are people that claim to be a part of the psychic community that really are not. But at the same time, I also believe that there are people walking this earth that their level of clairvoyancy is unmatched to most other people. And I come to that thought pattern because, you know, I also think that I'm a big picture kind of guy. And I do believe that when you're born, you are born with a pretty high level of clairvoyancy. I think as you get older, I think you lose it. So I do believe that it does stay with people throughout time, throughout their lives. I don't think it's lost by everyone. So I do believe that there is a such community as psychics. I do believe that there is a such community as mediums. The work of it all, I guess you would have to say, the work of it all is trying to find and figure out who is real and who is not. Now, you could say who has that kind of time. And I think that's pretty much the biggest disconnect because, you know, people, in my opinion, people won't believe what they don't think can happen. I'm not trying to play Captain Obvious by saying that. But if you don't think something is possible, like I've even seen people, well, I've seen people that have watched video and said, even though I just saw that on video, I still don't believe it. But at the same time, I have also seen doctored and photoshopped videos. So, I mean, it's almost like you would almost say that's not true just because you felt safe saying that, because you don't want to step out on a limb. Well, I have stepped out on so many limbs in life that I've broken enough limbs, but I'm still going to step out on that limb and say I do 100% believe that there is a such clairvoyant community that is known as psychics and mediums, or, you know, however, whatever subcategory of a psychic you want to say. I do believe that there are people that have that are more clairvoyant than others, and I do believe that there are people that do use that in order to help others. So the two that I had on were two that I did my own personal research on before having them on. But I have to be clear about something too. You know, if there's ever a time I have someone on my show, like a psychic or someone that, you know, it comes out that I was duped, or it comes out that they're not really who they say they are. First of all, that's just life in this industry, and I would just have to stand tall and come and let you, as my listeners know, you know, I did find out that my last guest wasn't as truthful as I thought they were going to be. You know, I would come out and say that, you know, but at the same time, you know, as that's not really, there's only so much research you can do, you know, there's only so much vetting that you can do, especially because for most websites, you can post or put whatever you want to. So if it's out there as truth, you know, then it's truth. So yes, to answer the question, I do believe in psychics. It's not something that I feel that I of study of mine, but it is a field of interest of mine. Okay, another one from Facebook, and then we will go to my email. Let's see. How awesome for you to have Amy Brenneman on your show. I know, right? It really was. Will you have any of your friends from Heartbeat on your show? Huh. Yes, I will. I have a few things set up to where I've got a couple of surprises set up. That, of course, these are all going to be next year. But I said it earlier, and I'll say it as I will especially say it for my castmates of Heartbeat. I don't have a castmate that has not been busy. If you are an avid TV watcher, if you are an avid film watcher, you will know that, you know, my castmates have continued to work just as I have continued to work. So, you know, we are busy. So have I had people on when I wanted them on? No. But again, we're all busy. I won't most likely be able to have everyone on, because not everyone lives here in the United States, and with the time difference and with people having busy schedules, you know, the last thing I want to ask one of my castmates to do after they got finished working for 10 or 12 hours is to sit and have an hour-long conversation with me. I get it. I know when you've worked a long day on set, you know, I think that's something else some people that don't work in this industry don't understand. You know, you think, you know, just because we're not actually in front of a camera for the whole time that we're on set that, you know, oh, that's an easy job, that's a cush job. No. I've told people, you just sit in your house and try doing nothing for hours on end. Just no TV, no nothing. Just try sitting there doing nothing, or go somewhere and stand for an hour or so. Go stand for a half hour, 45 minutes with, nothing to do. And tell me how many times throughout your day you can do that. Or, even if you do have downtime, that downtime is used looking at your script, making sure you have your lines down, or doing, some actors aren't just actors anymore. Some actors are actors slash producer, actors slash director. So, just because you're not in front of the camera doesn't mean that you're not actively doing something. So, because I understand that, I'm not going to ask my castmates to, have an hour-long conversation with me after they have been working. So I have strategically, put schedules together, and I do have two already. I have two castmates that are going to come on in 2018 during their downtime between projects. So I very much look forward to that. The others, there might be a show where I can talk everybody into, doing one like group call, but again, to try and get everybody's schedule, 100% in sync, that's asking a lot. I have eight castmates plus three people from production that I would like to involve in that conversation. That's a lot of schedules to try and sync up. So would that happen? Probably, most likely not. However, never say never, right? Let's see. Going to my email now. Okay. I'm only reading this because I what? Okay, yeah. I'm definitely going to read this one. I picked this one because I saw the words "you did a bullshit." So, wow. Okay. You did a bullshit show about Amanda Trujillo. Why do you think it's your job to call people out? I met Amanda several years after all of this happened, and I have to say she is one of the most amazing women I have ever met. You should leave the good people alone. Okay. Let's go ahead and break this one down. This is one of those break me down type messages. Okay. You did a bullshit show about Amanda Trujillo. Actually, I did not do a bullshit show about Amanda Trujillo. I did a show, and for the listeners that don't know what this email is talking about, I believe it was August, I did a show about a nurse in Arizona who had stepped outside of the bounds. I'm not going to get into all the technical parts of it, but she stepped outside of the bounds of her job, and she was placed on probation, and there were things that she had to do in order to be reinstated. And she refused to do the things that she was supposed to do, as well as she kept talking about it on her social media, and she was directly asked not to. And she would even make like passive aggressive or make defiant posts right after meetings where she was asked or told, "You cannot do that." And she would make defiant posts once she got home about people that were there at the Arizona Board of Nursing, that were there at the hospital, or that were speaking to her in regards to this case. So I did not do a bullshit show about Amanda Trujillo. Everything that I said about Amanda Trujillo was true to the documentation that I received from the Arizona Board of Nursing, as well as true to the information that I was given by former coworkers, as well as current and former friends of Amanda. So again, no, that was not a bullshit show. Why do you think it's your job to call people out? Okay, so I don't think it's my job to call people out. That has never been a job of mine. That will never be a job of mine. However, if I know or I find out that you are trying to shop a bullshit book with a bunch of lies, and if your book is just going to be a fountain of misinformation, if I know that you are working on the sympathetic heartstrings of some people, if I know that you are trying to get people's sympathy when it's not needed, and if I know that you are playing a victim when you are actually a suspect, then I think me, as well as anyone else that has the type of platform that I have, would say something. And if you would not, then shame on you, in my opinion. So I do not think it's my job to call people out. If you would take the time to go to the archive of my show, you would realize I don't call people out. I have conversations, and I even had a conversation with an industry professional at the beginning of the episode that I'm being told was a bullshit show, and I asked direct questions. Now, I could have been told, no, actually, Jay Lewis, you are wrong, but I wasn't. Go back and listen to the show. I was not told that. I met Amanda several years after this situation happened, and I have to say she is one amazing woman. Great. I'm happy. It's irrelevant to me, but I'm happy. But what I have to take away from that, and the glaring disconnect for me, is I met Amanda several years after. Why are you giving your opinion? I mean, sure, you can give your opinion, but why is your opinion so strong? You don't know this person clearly. And clearly, you don't know this story. When this story first broke, there were people in the healthcare industry that stood steadfast 100% behind Amanda Trujillo and thought that she was wrong. Thought that she was being disrespected, thought that she was being railroaded. But once more of the story started coming out, those same industry healthcare officials, those same healthcare industry employees started backing off and started not supporting Amanda because, again, more of the story came out. So I believe, and I mean, I just believe this for me, if I'm going to send a strong email to somebody, I am going to have to 100% make sure that I know what I'm talking about. And because I can't tell, because of the email address, it's not a name, it's like a nickname. I don't know if this is male or female. I mean, it doesn't matter if this is male or female, but you clearly need to read this story. and know more about this story. But for me, if I'm going to send a strong email, I'm going to make sure everything that I say in there is true to form. I really am. I don't know what prompted you to send me this email. I don't even know, with reading this email, whether you are just someone that Amanda was crying to. Because now that the show actually happened, I can let more information out about that. I went to the same high school Amanda went to. I did not know Amanda in high school. I did not. We knew some of the same friends, but I cannot remember one time I had one conversation in high school with Amanda. I believe it was 2 days, either the day before or 2 days before the show. I went on my personal Facebook page, again, because we have mutual friends, and I said, I am going to be doing a show about someone that we know mutually. All I ask is that you keep an open mind, you listen to the whole show, and you make up your mind after the show is over. Never one time did I mention Amanda Trujillo's name. Somebody told Amanda, or somebody screenshot and sent Amanda a copy of my post. Someone also screenshot and sent me a copy of Amanda's response. Amanda's response was, please help. I really need to find an attorney. This guy, J. Lewis Mills, is on his Facebook page. So, I'm paraphrasing. It's not right in front of me, but she said something to the effect of, this guy from this radio host, J. Lewis Mills, is on his Facebook page harassing my friends, telling them he's going to do a show about me, and never once did I mention Amanda Trujillo's name. Not one time did I mention her name in that post. There were other times that Amanda got on her social media, which is true to form to Amanda, because this is what she does. And this is why she didn't get her license back. This is one of the reasons why she didn't get her license back. She got on her social media more than once telling people, there was one post that I saw where she said she couldn't breathe. She was having a panic attack that she had just gotten her life together. And she now all of this was being brought up again, and her daughter were going to be run through the dirt. Well, yeah, that's not true, because it was told to me that her daughter doesn't even agree with all of the melodrama or how dramatic Amanda is. So, I mean, it's just not true. So to the person that wrote this email, I strongly suggest you go back and you not only listen to my show, but I strongly suggest that you research this situation. And I will be expecting an apology email once you do that. Because after you hear everything, because again, clearly, there's no way you even listened to the whole show. There's no way you listened to my show and you sent me that type of an email. Okay, let's go to, I'll stay here, do one more email. Let's go back up closer to the top. Okay. Listening to your call with Amy, you came down really hard on a caller. Do you know who that was? Wow. See, this is the time I really wish I probably should have pre-read the question before reading it. Okay. I will just answer the question. Did you know who that was? Yes, I knew who that was. Moving on. Let's go back to Facebook. You say you will have anyone on your show, but you always have Democrats. Good God, man. Why? What is wrong with my picking? You say you will have anyone on your show, but you always have Democrats. When will you have representatives from the Republican Party on to bash the other side? Good God. Okay. People, when I have guests on my show, I don't ask the question, are you Republican or Democrat? That just doesn't happen. I can't even believe I'm answering this. That just doesn't happen. I don't have just Democrats on my show. I had, and I think Senator Brown is a Democrat. I don't even fully know if Senator Brown is a Democrat. I think he is. I think Senator Brown is Democrat. But I can't remember a guest that I had on specifically because of their political party. I don't want to take up too much time sitting here in silence trying to think, but I can't think of one, so I don't fortunately, I don't understand where this question is coming from. When will you have a rep from the Republican Party to come on to bash the other side? And the other part of an answer to my question is I have conversations on my show. I don't bash people. I don't bash topics. I don't bash situations. I don't bash anything. That's not me. That's not the platform. That's not the format of my show. If I happen to have strong talk about somebody, it's just strong truth. That's just it. But I don't bash anybody. I don't do a political show. So, again, to ask, when am I going to have someone from the Republican Party on? Look, if you're listening to my show now, you know who you are. Who do you want me to have on here? What Republican do you want me to have on? What do you want me to talk about? I don't do just politics. If I happen to talk about a subject that is dealing with politics, then okay. That might be a political conversation, but I don't do enough political shows to come in and say, when are you going to have somebody on from the other side? Because that makes it seem like what I do is I just have one side on continuously talking about the Republican Party. And I don't think I have a handful of shows where I even utter the words Republican Party. If I do, then I do, but I don't think that I do. So, I hope that in some way answers your question. You always have Democrats. When will you have a rep from the Republican Party on to bash the other side? Why would you even ask that question? I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's hit back to Twitter. Let's head back to Twitter. Let's see what we got for Twitter. Hi, Jay Lewis. Hi. What do you think of Hollywood? Well, please remember, I do still have to work in Hollywood. So I can have a little fun with this question. I can play Mr. Literal, and I can say, what do you think of Hollywood? I think Hollywood is a very interesting city. I think Hollywood is a city that is a part of a melting pot of different cultures, different diversities, different thought patterns, just different differences. The actual city of Hollywood, I do believe they could clean up the actual city of Hollywood. I think they could clean up some of the debris that is on the side of the streets. I think they could clean up some of the, when I'm walking down the street, sometimes I think it's almost impossible that there is gum, what looks like gum, old gum. You know those little black splotches you see on the ground that looks like gum that was just walked over? Well, there is so much of that on the ground in some spots of Hollywood. I mean, I'm sure it's in other parts of the city. I mean, the city. I'm sure it's in other cities also. But this question asked me about Hollywood, so I'm speaking directly about Hollywood. I'm not just saying it's only in Hollywood. I'm just speaking to Hollywood. But there is so much of that on the sidewalks that I have to believe there's no way that many people drop gum on the sidewalk just in that concentrated area. So I think that it could be cleaner. Now, if I were to answer this question how I believe it was truly meant, what do I think of the industry of Hollywood? What do I think of the film and television industry? Good, bad, or indifferent, Hollywood is my passion. Hollywood is my love. Hollywood is what I'm good at. Hollywood is what I'm going to excel at. Hollywood is what I'm going to succeed at. Or Hollywood is where I'm going to succeed. So I am very passionate about Hollywood. Hollywood is no different than any other job in any other walk of life other than the employees of Hollywood are at the forefront or are in the public eye more so than most any other industries outside of entertainment. So for that, you know, that is the biggest telling Captain Obvious difference between Hollywood and the rest of anything else. But I do not believe there is anything that goes on in Hollywood that does not go on in other walks of life. So I cannot say Hollywood is worse. It's just Hollywood is narked on. Hollywood is snitched on more than anything and than any other industry. Because as far as backroom deals, back alley deals being done, yeah, that happens in Hollywood. That happens in most walks of life. Sexual scandals, yes, that's happening in Hollywood. That happens in other walks of life. Drug abuse, yes, that has happened in Hollywood. Again, that happens in other walks of life. So it's just because it's on a microscopic scale do you hear so much. If corporate America, if Wall Street, if retail America, if general labor America was as microscopic as, or was in the public eye as much as Hollywood was, I believe you would be hearing the same things. I believe you would be hearing, you may not hear, and see, that's the difference with it, with each industry being different. You might not hear the same of abundance of said certain situations as you hear in Hollywood as in other walks of life, but I do believe you absolutely would hear of chicanery going on in all walks of life. So, I don't put Hollywood on a pedestal above any other walk of life, but I don't put Hollywood under any other walk of life either. I think every industry has its problems. Hollywood is just at the forefront. I don't think I will ever walk away from Hollywood because I again, it's my passion. I love it. I love doing it. I wouldn't have it any other way. So that is what I feel about Hollywood. Okay, another one. Austria. Wow. Okay, greetings from Austria. Well, greetings, ma'am, from Austria. Just listen to your interview with Amy Brenneman. How did you get her to open up so much? Huh? I don't. How did you get her to open up so much? Now this one legitimately, I don't understand the question because I don't remember if I'm going to see open up as if I'm going to take that in the context of how did you get Amy to say the things that she said, I can't remember Amy saying anything. Like, stop the presses. Can you believe what she just said? I just remember Amy speaking from her heart, answering the long, drawn-out questions that I gave her to the best of her ability. If I'm going to interpret how did you get her to open up so much as how did I get her to be as engaging and have as much personality as she did, that's just Amy. So I don't necessarily know. Let me just read this again. Greetings from Austria. Just listen to your interview with Amy Brenneman. How did you get her to open up so much? Yeah, I don't. I thank you for sending me the message, Miss Austria, but I hope I answered your question. I don't know. You'll have to write me back, and you'll have to tell me exactly what you mean, or you'll have to call in to my show one time. And I don't know if you li I would guess you listen through the archives, but if you listen to it live, call in one time and let me know that this was your question and kind of elaborate on it. Let's have a conversation. I don't really know if I answered it or not. I hope I did. Okay, let's see. This will be the last one, and then. So let's go to Facebook. Jay Lewis, what do you think of the level of awareness brought to mental health, and will you ever do a show about it? Good question. What do I think? That's an interesting question, actually. And yes, I will be doing a show about it. I have to figure out how I want to do the show that I'm going to do about mental health. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to do a show about mental health, but I'm going to do a show about mental health, bringing awareness to mental health, but also bringing awareness. I'm trying to figure out how to say this the right way, but also bringing awareness to those people that abuse certain benefits that people with true mental health issues need to have in order for them to live what society wants to call a quote unquote normal life. So I have to, I'm actually in conversation with people from the mental health field, trying to figure out a way to have the conversation to bring awareness to those that need it, but to also bring awareness to those that are making it bad for the ones that truly need certain benefits. Like, take for instance, there is a real thing known as an emotional service dog. That's a real thing, people. That's real. But I know, I personally, well, I know at least one person personally. I know one person, so I guess I know two people personally, that the place where I live, dogs are not allowed. The places where they live, dogs are not allowed. And they both told me word for word, you should just do like I do. Just say it's an emotional service dog. They can't tell you any other way. They can't tell you you can't have it if you say, and it's real easy to get the paperwork. I can give you the number to my doctor. No, sorry, I can't do that. So I want to bring awareness not only to the mental health community, as in, these people really need help and you really need to see these as being a real thing, but the number one disconnect and the number one takeaway from doing that is there are so many stories where someone is just trying to take advantage of the benefits that they make up a story. Or I know someone that was diagnosed, she was diagnosed as bipolar schizophrenic, and she has to take psych meds. She takes her psych meds with a vodka soda. I don't even have to take psych meds to understand You don't take that type of medication and wash it down with a vodka soda and then repeat the vodka soda after you finish the vodka soda that you used to wash down your psych meds. So, you know, if I feel like if I'm going to have that conversation, I need to have the whole conversation. But I don't want the conversation to be construed or misconstrued as, oh wow, you're saying this about this person. First of all, I would never name anybody because that's not what I do. I don't name people, and no one is going to get. Unfortunately, we live in a society to where even if you give bad news about somebody, they can still get some level of celebrity just because you're talking about them. So I'm not going to, as I said earlier, I don't bash people, so I'm not going to be naming names, but I am going to be speaking directly to situations that either I was a part of or someone that I know was a part of in having this conversation. So, yes, I am going to do a show on mental health. It looks like right now, it looks like that show is going to take place in April of 2018. I still have a lot of work to do on that because there is a lot of research that has to be done in order for me to back up the points that I am going to make. And in order for me to make the points that I'm going to make, I need to find the right people in order to back up the points that I am going to make. That's definitely going to happen. And thank you very much for that question. Well, people, we have made it through another show. There's probably a good another. I mean, just from the emails and messages that I have right now that I could have gone through, it looks like I could possibly have another show, maybe another two shows answering your questions. And when I did this the first time, I actually got some responses back from people telling me how they liked that show, how they liked, you know, that I got on and I would read some of the mail. So continue sending the mail. You can send it to my email address, which is jlewis.mills@outlook.com. You can find me on Facebook just by putting in my first and last name. When you search my name, J. Lewis Mills. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at J. Lewis Mills. And if you use Snapchat, you can find and add me on Snapchat, J. Lewis Mills. I think on Snapchat it's all one word. It's all lowercase and one word. And then if you're also on LinkedIn, you know, send me a request on LinkedIn. Just connect with me any possible way you can. I've got a pretty interesting show next week. My guest next week is going to be joining us all the way from Germany. So I absolutely look forward to that. That's going to be the furthest my guest was, but I think she definitely has a lot to say, so I look forward to you all hearing from her. I am very, very excited because this next Monday is my birthday, and I will be spending my birthday business-wise and pleasure-wise, but I will be spending my birthday up in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I haven't been to Vancouver since shooting the pilot of Heartbeat in 2015, so I absolutely look forward to going back. I There are a couple of restaurants that are around the hotel that I stayed in that I absolutely really cannot wait to go back and visit. This time of year, it's absolutely amazing. I keep getting reports from up in Vancouver of how much I'm going to enjoy the festive holiday atmosphere up there. I heard that the town is decked out in lights, and I've even been told that I'm going to be taken to see Cirque du Soleil for my birthday. So I am so excited for that. I've always wanted to see Cirque du Soleil, so yeah, I'm looking forward to good times. I'm looking forward to meeting up with a couple of people that I worked with on Heartbeat. I really look forward to that. I've got a couple of meetings set, I've got some work set, and then I've got some playtime set. So I am absolutely positively looking forward to my trip to Vancouver. I hope you all have a great week. Don't work too hard. We are just a couple of weeks away from the holiday of Christmas. I won't get into it too much yet, but I will start off the holiday season by saying I do wish everyone to remember the true meaning of Christmas. Remember what the true meaning of Christmas is, and I believe you will have a wonderful Christmas. Well, that's it, everybody. We've hit that 1 hour time limit. So I thank you all. I hope you all have a great week. Until next week, be safe, love and respect one another. We are out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.